At Washington Watch, let's visit with Bob Szabo, Executive Director for CURE, and that's Consumers United for Rail Equity. Bob, just give us a little background on CURE, how long you've been around, and who your members are.
Well, CURE has been around in two iterations. It was around in the early days of the implementation of partial deregulation of the rail industry, which was in the early 80s. And then after the Congress got rid of the Interstate Commerce Commission and replaced it with the Service Transportation Board, and the rail industry had consolidated down to four, we came back into business in 1997. So we've had two lifetimes. And we're made up of rail customers, particularly those that are dependent on railroads, have to use railroads. Many of them can only use one railroad because that's all that serves them. So those are called captive rail customers. So that's who we are. They're utilities that move coal by rail. They're ag companies. They're chemical companies. They're paper and timber companies, cement companies, and those kind of folks.
And agriculture, of course, is a part of that.
Absolutely. Agriculture is a big part of that. And ag is very dependent on rail for a variety of things, for inputs, fertilizer, and for taking its final commodity to the market. So ag, plus rural America is served by the rural electric co-op electricity companies, and they use coal, 70% fired by coal. And so often farmers are paying a high price for electricity based on a monopoly price for moving coal.
Okay, you talk about captive shippers, and in agriculture there are a lot of those types of people now, elevators out there that only have one rail line to serve them. So what are the main concerns you have right now with the railroads?
Well, the railroads have monopoly power. When they are the only person serving someone, they have monopoly power. And where you have to move your grain by rail, you have a market too far to move by truck, and you only have one railroad, you are subject to monopoly power. And so the railroad can charge you whatever it wants to charge you, and it can give you whatever service it feels fit. And not surprisingly, the price is high and the service is poor. And that hurts rural America, that hurts the grain elevator operator, and that hurts the farmer who pays for this and a net back on his bushel of grain. So we want to fix that. We want to try to address that. And a monopoly that's allowed to operate unrestrained in the middle of our economy is not good for anybody, except the monopolies.
So what are you doing? I understand you have legislation is moving through Congress to address this issue?
Right. Fortunately or unfortunately, we have to have two bills moving through Congress. One is to put the railroads under the antitrust laws. They wiggled out from under the antitrust laws in the early 1900s, and they're not covered today. And so that bill comes out of the Senate and House Judiciary Committees, and we're expecting the Senate bill to be voted on in the Senate not later than early June of this year. The other bill comes out of the Senate Commerce Committee and the House Transportation Committee, and that bill has jurisdiction over, that bill will reform the Service Transportation Board, which is a federal agency that's supposed to keep an eye on the railroads where they have monopoly power. The agency is not doing that and needs to be pumped up and remissioned to do that.
So are you confident about passage of this legislation?
Well, you're never confident when the railroads are on the other side, because they're a big embedded monopoly that's been working on Congress for 150 years. So they have lots of friends, and they're going to fight to keep their monopoly power. And they don't want to be restrained in any way. But we have the chairman of all the committees are on our side, and they have been abusing their monopoly power, and we have a lot of support. And so we feel relatively confident that we can achieve our legislation in this Congress, if people will speak up.
And if it passes, the administration, how do they stand on this?
Well, we believe the administration is with us. We know that the administration supports the antitrust bill because the new Assistant Attorney General for Antitrust said that in her confirmation hearing. We don't have a message for how they feel about the Service Transportation Board, but we believe they're on the side of our Democratic chairman. So we think we can pass both bills and that they will sign them into law. The president will sign them into law.
Do both bills have to pass to accomplish what you're trying to get done?
We think both bills have to pass because the the bill, they need to be under the antitrust laws for a lot of reasons. They need to be, the Department of Justice needs to be able to go after the railroads where they're acting in an anti-competitive way. But at the same time, the day-to-day operation of the railroads is needs to be overseen by this regulatory agency that Congress put in place in 1995 to do this. And they're not doing their job, and they need to do their job.
So what will the end result be if you can get this passed and signed? How will this change things?
Well, it'll change things that some rail customers will find that they have access to competition, because this is going to knock down the antitrust bill. Both bills will knock down some barriers the railroads have put up to access a second competing railroad. And those people should get access to market rates and service dictated by the marketplace. And if the STB is made to do its job, then people that don't have access to competition are going to get protected by the STB.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Szabo, Executive Director of CURA Consumers United for Rail Equity.